When you become a parent, or even when you just start thinking about the future, everything changes. Biggest thing on your mind is making sure that no matter what happens, your family is taken care of. That's why financial security is important. If the unexpected happens, you want peace of mind knowing your loved ones won't be left scrambling. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy. 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. One of the best things is that for most people, there's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online. It's a simple process that helps provide financial security and helps protect your loved ones. You can get up to $3 million in coverage with some policies as low as $30 a month. Take 10 minutes to get covered today with life insurance through Ethos. Get your free quote at ethos.com/Greg Hill. That's ethos.com/Greg Hill. Application times may vary. Rates may vary.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search the Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Is that accurate, Sean?
I believe so, yes.
Oh. Hell yeah. Rascal Flatts, I'm on a kick right now, and they're on tour. They're doing like a small tour. They're an old band. They've been around forever.
Yeah.
But they are also coming out with a new collabs album, like their greatest hits with the Jonas Brothers are on it, Kelly Clarkson, Jason Aldean, like a bunch of people.
Okay.
But they're every song you listen to just feels like summertime, if I can put it basically.
Okay. To be basic.
To be basic. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You embrace the basic, though.
I mean, what? Okay. Yeah.
Might as well.
Sue me. I like the same things other girls like. That's fun. It's called being a girl.
Speaking of being basic, I believe we need help, and we can do it at 8:20 on assembling the ick bracket. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. So, Curtis, great idea by Curtis, says our bracket this year should be icks. And so we're going to need your help on that coming up at 8:20 on this morning's show. This is Jack from West Boylston. Jack, hello.
Morning, crew. How you doing?
Jack.
Wiggy, you're the best.
Jack.
Yes,
is
morning.
The very
yes.
important question. Is the Dragon still open over there?
Not 100% sure, Greg.
Okay. Best Mai Tai in the United States of America.
Oh, wow.
At the Dragon.
Oh.
But I'm not sure.
Wow.
I'm not sure that the guy, the bartender and owner who used to make the Best Mai Tai, I'm not sure he still owns Dragon 88. All right. What's up? What's up, Jack?
Not sure. No, I think when you're brutalized by something that happens at the parade, you kind of get a different perspective. My son got sucker punched trying to break up a fight, busted cheekbones. So
last year,
you know, has to be touched.
Was it last year?
Couple years ago.
I think it's
gotten worse as time goes on. I wonder if people actually come to even watch the parade. You know, if a comparison is duck boat championship, people want to see, you know, who's on the duck boats. I bet at the end of 2 hours, you'd ask people, hey, what was in the parade? They'd go, hey, no clue.
No, I mean, listen, I think it's no different than you brought up parade day. We were talking to Sam Hauser of the Celtics yesterday about being the parade MVP last year.
Yeah.
When he vomited into his own duck boat.
Loved it. Having a good time.
Parade days, Marathon Monday. There are days that people go out, celebrate the arrival of spring, and they happen to have a good time. I mean,
but there's too many knuckleheads that try to go there act the fool.
So then we shouldn't have championship parades then?
No. I think the championship parades. Well, like,
I mean, there are
why?
People,
there's so many knuckleheads.
Yeah, maybe you shouldn't. There might are, be right.
Every year when they have the Caribbean festival, people get shot.
Yeah, too many knuckleheads.
Should we cancel that?
I don't know. We might have to reevaluate what we do with those
is
events.
Is Biggie now the no fun police?
Yeah, no, I like to have fun.
Yeah, moves to the city, becomes
like
no fun.
I like to have fun. I just feel like there's so many knuckleheads and they get stupid.
There's always going to be knuckleheads in every situation
like they're getting
in
crazier.
Existence.
They get crazy. When I was at college time, I was just there to have a good time. I wasn't there looking to beat people up.
I feel like the knuckleheads are always like of the older elk. Like the ones that get too drunk.
Try that again.
Elk.
I was close enough.
Right. Elk is an animal.
Like millennials a lot of millennials don't
Stop
drink anymore.
It. Millennials, they watch the UFC on Saturday night. They get bombed on Sunday. Next thing you know, they turn in Conor McGregor and they want to fight anything moving.
All right. Well, if you're just joining us, the reason this is a discussion point is because our elected officials have sent a strongly worded letter to college administrators suggesting there will be zero tolerance for out-of-control behavior right. Sunday in South Boston for the parade. Let's get to this, Sean.
It's time for...
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They
want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Mondino and have me face him. Maybe I'll grill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
What's up first this morning, Chime?
Well, Greg, it's been the big topic since Friday, and that would be the one and only Brad Marchand, now a Florida Panther, was in town last night, though, for the Panthers-Bruins game, and was asked before the game about the possibility of returning to the Bruins if his Bruins chapter was officially closed. Here was how Marchand responded.
I mean, I can't. I don't know. I guess is how I would respond. I don't know what the future brings in terms of how it plays in the summertime. I know, you know, it didn't come together now. Can things change down the road? Potentially, but that's to be seen. So, you know, I'm sure we'll have a conversation down the road, but I don't know where that goes. So, I mean, obviously I would still love, like, it doesn't change my love for the city and the will to want to be here has never changed. I don't think that it will ever change. You know, it's just like meeting the minds and kind of come together.
Well, I would say this, Greg. You nailed this yesterday. You hit it out of the park. And Brad Marchand's words do not carry weight. When he was offered a multi-year deal at the same rate that he's being paid at now, AAV-wise.
$6 million, yeah.
And his play obviously isn't the where it was at the peak of that deal. So you can't say you don't know how it'll play out. You wanted a raise, and in my view, you didn't deserve one.
No. I mean, and it's rare that we are defending the Bruins.
Right.
But I feel like the Bruins did the right thing by Brad Marchand, and that was offering him 3 years at over $6 million a year.
Right.
And he wanted $7.5 million bucks a year.
Yeah.
And he's 37 years old,
yeah,
and his production is down.
Right.
And you know, and that's not a knock on him.
No,
that's age and that's injuries. He's had some real significant injury issues of late.
$6 million a year is good for 3 years. Chime, apologize.
Yeah, well,
nope,
Chime is not going to apologize.
Chime was like,
he didn't apologize.
Like you,
to
Wiggy, I pick and choose what stories I believe. This is one I don't believe.
You don't believe that?
No, I don't believe. I don't believe that this whole issue was over $1.2 million. Nope,
well,
I absolutely
it would have been $3 million
in AAV. Sorry.
Okay.
Okay,
but
yeah,
you agree now, Shime, that AAV, the AAV, Shime, that we were discussing yesterday is always based on the prorated value by an annual basis of the contract.
Yes, I know how AAV works, Curtis.
No, but you were saying it was $1 million yesterday. That's never been the case.
Curtis, his salary was
right.
$1 million. The report from Elliot Friedman, and even Don Sweeney said this, the two parties were apart on AAV, correct? That's what the report and Don Sweeney himself literally said. And so what I was saying is that they were saying, yeah, Brad, you're not taking a pay cut based on your current salary, but the AAVs were totally different. That's what
right.
I was getting at.
But what Bissonette said with spitting chiclets, was that it was the AAV of the deal, which is $6.25 million, which was the case all along. So that also matches what Friedman was saying. It's $1 million off of what they were negotiating based on the current salary, which was 6.25. He wanted 7.5. They said 6.25.
And I think the reason he requested that meeting with Don Sweeney before Four Nations began, which I reported about on this radio program, was to go in there and say, all right, let's split the difference between 7.5 and 6.
Right.
And the Bruins, rightly so, felt like they were doing him a solid.
Right.
By offering him 3 years at what he's currently making at the age of 37 years old. And they did him a further solid by trading him where he wanted to go when he didn't agree to the deal.
Right.
So there's no egg on the Bruins' face on this one.
And there's no chance he comes back, especially knowing that
I don't think so, unless they're going to pay him $7.5 million.
Which they're not.
Nobody's going to pay him
This doesn't make sense. Like, Marchand wanted them to compromise, and they did, and they went up from 2 years to 3 years, and so in turn the compromise from him would be to come down $1 million, which is why I don't believe that this was just a difference of $1 million AAV.
So
like, it just doesn't make sense.
Let me ask you this, Shyam, do you think that they offered him 6.2 million, let's call it 6 million?
Oh, I don't think they ever offered him 6 million AAV.
Okay.
It might have been the first year of the contract was 6 million, and then it dropped to like 3 and 3 over a 3 year deal. So it was technically like a $4 million AAV.
Right.
But I don't believe that they offered him a 6 million AAV.
All right. What's next?
Next, we can hear from the head coach of the Florida Panthers, Paul Maurice. He was asked about how Brad Marchand can fit into the locker room, and he characterized his Panthers locker room very uniquely.
It's got a really fun room. We have a lot of different personalities. It's not all the same guy. Like, I don't know, I got to point him out. But we got some strange dudes in there. I guess the coach is one of them. But that's what makes it fun. So
when you become a parent, or even when you just start thinking about the future, everything changes. Biggest thing on your mind is making sure that no matter what happens, your family is taken care of. That's why financial security is important. If the unexpected happens, you want peace of mind knowing your loved ones won't be left scrambling. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy, 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. One of the best things is that for most people, there's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online. It's a simple process that helps provide financial security and helps protect your loved ones. You can get up to $3 million in coverage with some policies as low as $30 a month. Take 10 minutes to get covered today with life insurance through Ethos. Get your free quote at ethos.com/Greg Hill. That's ethos.com/Greg Hill. Application times may vary. Rates may vary.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bearers a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Bring your own personality. Be exactly who you are. Don't ever try to be somebody that you're not, because that's not what we trade it for. We want, if you're funny, be funny. If you're not, just sit there and laugh. Whatever it is that you, who you are, be yourself. And I think when you come into a more veteran team, you have a better chance of doing that.
All right.
I mean, that was a good win for the Bruins last night.
Yeah.
Curtis brought it up at the start of the show this morning. Good win for them.
Great win, and a night that you could have really easily understood them capitulating and folding, and they didn't. And maybe, Shyam, the reason Marchand wanted more money was because he's not as happy as we think he is on the current team with his teammates.
Oh, I wouldn't be shocked that he's not happy to be in Florida, and he would have rather stayed here. Or he might not have been happy here with Pastrnak. That's totally reasonable as well.
Are we going to play what he said about Pasta?
Yeah, we can.
Or are we not going to play that? We're just going to play the ones that make you think that, oh, maybe Brad Marchand was sad here. That's not.
You mean when he said that they had already spoken on the phone?
Yes.
And,
yep.
He'd make a good captain.
Yep.
Yeah, they may have respect for each other. Doesn't mean they didn't fight in the locker room. They weren't upset in the locker room.
Do you and Rich have, like, are you guys doing sleepovers and hanging out? Like, are you guys?
I'm just saying, early poll results are in. The Bruins have won two in a row post Brad Marchand, and the team looks faster and better.
It's not because.
Just so a lot of young kids. Early hated. Poll results, that's all.
I don't think he was hated.
I didn't say he was hated. Okay. I don't think the way in which he was captaining was working, and it created a weird energy in the room by removing him, has thus cleared such energy.
So you think that Don Sweeney and Cam Neely wanted to keep him around for 3 years, knowing full well that he and David Pastrnak couldn't stand each other?
Well, I mean, they haven't been playing on a line in months, have they, Greg?
Right. So that's but they do talk on the phone, or is he lying?
Okay. Like I said,
is he lying?
Like I said, they probably have great respect for one another. They played together for a decade?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, you could coexist and have great respect.
Did you call Gresh when he left here?
Why?
I'm just wondering.
My City So Has Short Arms take, and then I was proven right.
Did you call him up?
What?
Did you call him up after he left here?
No, shot him a text.
Okay, all right. Right.
I'm not like Courtney. I don't get the phone call right away. So.
I get the phone calls. Right. But no, I think, but I wouldn't be talking to somebody on the phone if I didn't like them after leaving a place. And I understand that some people are like that. But if you look at the relationship between the two of them and their significant others, like these four, the four of them, Brad, Pasta, and their two wives are very, very close.
Yeah, but Courtney, you've gotten in a fight with Santo before, right? Like,
no,
you can get in a fight with people you love and that you like. Like, yeah. That happens.
Right.
Yeah, but I don't think that was the demise of this team.
Mm-hmm. I'm not saying...
you kind of are.
I think it created a weird situation. Like, I don't doubt that there was possibly a chance that Pasta and Marchand gotten, like, a bit of a tiff. Right. And Pasta didn't want to play on the same line as Marchand.
I've been in locker rooms like that where guys, they coexist, they respect each other. They might have liked each other initially, but for whatever reason, something rubbed one of them the wrong way. Mm-hmm. And then there's just a different vibe because now as a teammate it is, you like both of them and you're almost having to pick and choose
which guy
you're with. So it's like, you know, right. A loyalty thing.
And Greg, I'm a slave to the facts. We just do this quickly. Courtney, I want your honest answer. Mm-hmm. If you had said what Keith had said, don't you think you'd be chest out yelling from the mountaintop right now about how right you were?
Yeah,
with
probably.
All the things that occurred after.
I mean, like, I still don't. I don't think that anything has pointed to the direction of Marchand and Pasta hating each other, and that's the reason why they weren't playing well. But yeah, no, if I was Keefe, I'd probably be doing the same thing.
Right.
Again, I'm a big Rich Keefe fan.
Yeah, you are. anything else, Shime?
So Tommy Curran, speaking of Rich Keefe, joined Jones and Keefe yesterday and posited this possible trade scenario that would help the New England Patriots get a receiver in the building.
I think that the Josh Dobbs signing means that the Joe Milton flip could be imminent. So I would bear that in mind, too. And something I mentioned a couple weeks ago, just spitballing, why not send Joe Milton for Jacoby Myers? It's an easy flip. Pick up his $10 million contract for 2025, and figure out if you want to do an extension with him. Again, Jacoby Myers is not an elite wide receiver, but he is an 85 catch a year guy, and you know where he's going to be when he starts his route.
Okay.
Hey, solid.
Oh, why not?
Hey,
right?
Solid. You're telling me you're going to get Jacoby Myers, you're going to get Cooper Kupp, and then maybe if like Shime said, you're drafting a wide receiver at number four?
The Cooper Kupp thing is exciting to me. I get it that he's older, but he also brings the veteran presence. He would fit well in the Josh McDaniels offense on the slot side of things. Like, I'm excited.
I mean,
if that's accurate that he wants to be here, like, he's curious about New England or whatever. It's good.
He definitely helps you out offensively, but I don't know if teams are, like, looking at Cooper Kupp now and going, all right, he scares us.
Yeah. All right. That is They Said It. Quick back and forth on what they said yesterday. Courtney in today's news next.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bearers a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search the Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.